What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Well, good morning, everybody, and happy Saturday to you all. I've had a bit of conflict with my scheduling, so I've decided to do this special broadcast here on Saturday to try out some new equipment as well as finally get on track back to my weekly schedule. Hey, so on my website, I've created a couple of new pages, and the reason I'm bringing them up to you is that I show you how to make two things, how to make a veil, which for when we go out in public places these days and we have a call for face coverings, there's instructions on how to make a veil. But then my guy friends, who are referring to the veil as a face skirt, decided that that was just too frou-frou-y for most of them. So I created another face covering that actually I'm calling it a face skirt, and it's a little bit more unisex. So both of the instructions on how to make those are on my website. So if you go to www.mona.vegas, you can find out how to make your own face covering for running around in public like we need to these days. So I am going to go right to the callers. I have somebody here from the – hold on. I'm going in the order that you've all called in. And I'm going to go to area code 281. Hello, 281. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Michael.
Oh, hi, Michael. What's your question for me today?
So my question for you today is I recently actually just lost my job due to the pandemic, as well as I just lost a friend recently, and I'm kind of stuck on what career I'm supposed to be, path I'm supposed to be taking. I kind of want to know what my next step is, what I'm supposed to be doing.
Okay,
per se.
So the friend that passed, that's coming up very strongly here in your cards. I just want to address that really quick before I answer your question. The friend that passed, and I know this is going to sound a really weird thing to bring up to you, if that friend could tell you what they think is your most talented, most amazing skill, what would that friend say to you?
I think she would say my music.
Okay, because what I'm getting is the message of bringing people together. That's the message I'm getting from your friend, bringing people together. Now, here's the interesting thing, and because you're so creatively and musically inclined, I want you to think about something. So we are bombarded by sensory noise, okay? And one of the things that I think you could specialize in, and it's kind of interesting because I'm sort of going into psychology with you here as to how you're going to present things, but I'd love to see you come up with music that's actually soothing, all right? Rhythmic and soothing, especially for people that have a hard time calming down. So it's almost like you create an entire track or CD or series of music that's literally meant for two things. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
The first would be for autistic children that need to study. So where they say that classical music, because it's got a predictable cadence to it, is very, very healthy for kids that have a hard time calming down. I think you can come up with a different version of that. All right, so there's that. But the second thing is you coming up with music that people could be meditating to or walking to. All right, so one of the things that I tell people when they're looking to draw energy to them is that they come up with four power words. And the four power words are what they think in their head as they're taking a step. So, for example, the power words I use are love, health, success, prosperity. Those are the four words I use. But you can use any words you want. So yours could be love, focus, career, and something else, whatever is important to you, all right? But as my when I find myself walking, I will clear my mind, and I will think of those words as I walk, and then everything shifts, okay? Now, the reason I'm bringing all that up to you is that I'm getting the message from your friend that the biggest purpose in your lifetime is bringing people together, whatever that means to you. So there is a job offer for you here, but it's political. So it could be somebody that you worked with before that you reach back out to them. I'm a big proponent right now for people that are between their successes, and that's how I want you to look at this, that you're between successes right now. I'm very, very into people getting on their LinkedIn profile, updating it, putting everything that they've ever done ever on their job descriptions. If you were part of a community event, put it on there, all right, for whatever it is. Because what it's saying is it's through political connections that you get a job offer. And according to this, the job offer presents itself in 4 weeks. So what job did you just get let go from?
I worked with IT and computers.
Okay, so again, I keep getting this sort of thing you do that's somewhat soothing. And mm-hmm. Now that you have the technology under your belt as well, I think that you could figure out how to do this.
So I'm a singer. I play instruments. So you're saying to make soothing music, that's what my career path, that's where it's leading, sounds like it's leading you to?
So do you already have your YouTube station?
No, I don't have YouTube, but I do use the app TikTok. I'm pretty well known on that one, but other than that, no.
Okay, so I don't know if you can transfer your TikTok videos to YouTube, but here's my thought, is that one of my favorite recommendations out there is this 7-minute chakra clearing meditation. If you look up 7-minute chakra meditation on YouTube, this thing has had over 5 million hits. It's a 7-minute meditation that you do, and you concentrate on it for 7 minutes, all right? The thing is that I actually think you're supposed to be bringing more of a spiritual sense to your work. So the next job's going to be probably in IT, and it's probably going to be something that is politically drawn to you. But that doesn't mean while you have this free time, you can't create your own YouTube station so that you have that as well, your own Facebook page that people can find you. So what I'm trying to tell you here is that over the next year and a half, you actually create your dream opportunity. But it's not going to be one of those, and I can't remember the movie star that was found in a ice cream parlor by some producer. It's not going to be one of those, one person hears you and then paves the way and does everything for you and you're famous. That's not how it's going to happen with you. What it's going to happen is going to be something like the guy that got famous for doing that Hey Delilah song. That's how it's going to happen for you. So, all right, Michael, lovely chatting with you. Let me know if you'd like to book a full session. Talk to you later.
Thank you, Mona.
You're welcome. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 347 area code. Hello, 347. Who's this?
Hello, Mona. This is Tanika.
Oh, hi, Tanika. What's your question?
Hi. I wanted to ask you about love life. I have been having really vivid dreams about someone I care about, and I just wanted to see if you see any kind of future between us. And I could tell you his name and date of birth.
Oh, no, I don't need that. What it's saying here is that whatever happened that you two aren't talking, one of you has to be the adult or the grown-up here. So why is it you're not talking?
He still pursues me. We used to work at the same job. And I felt like he just wanted a physical thing, and I know he cares about me somewhere in there, but I'm not sure if it's as deep as the way that I care about him. So I've been kind of like waiting, you know, hoping for something like more from him. And I just haven't heard from him in like a week or so. I mean, he texted me Monday, but I didn't respond because I'm just like waiting for more of this, you know, feeling.
Tanika, stop playing games. Just say, you know, I really would like to date you. Okay, that's fine. He's a good guy. He's coming up as a good guy here. So the thing is that you want to get down to the real communication of being this person's absolute best friend before there's any sex, before there's any horizontal mambo going
that.
On. Okay.
Mona, we were involved. We had that.
Okay, well, all I'm trying to tell you is that he is kind of clumsy with how he presents himself, but he's not coming up as a bad dude here at all.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up as a pretty darn good guy.
Okay.
So here's the thing. Give him a chance. Downplay the sex part, but give him a chance. Seriously. If you can avoid the poking, you know, and I'm saying here. If you can just avoid that and literally just spend time with him and treat him more like your annoying little brother than anything else, this relationship has a chance.
Wow. Is he seeing other people?
No.
That's what I was wondering.
Uh-uh. And don't go down that rabbit hole, all right? Because when you start putting fantasies in your head about what he's thinking, what he's doing, who he's flirting with, this is an attractive man. There's going to be women throwing themselves at him. And all you have to do, if there are men throwing themselves at you. So all you have to do is trust him. Say, okay, I trust you. We can date. I wouldn't have sex for like the first three dates, though. I mean, I know that it was hot and heavy before, but just to kind of get back sort of even again. But this is when you treat him as though both of you are 80 years old and he can't get it up anymore. I'm serious. That's exactly how you want to treat him. Okay?
With us, and I was like tore up about it for like 2 weeks. I was like, is it me? Maybe he's still married or something. Why?
No, sweetheart, just a little bit of just an insight here. If a guy is out of sorts about anything, sometimes sex doesn't work.
Right.
It's not you. It's just how they're wired. You know,
yeah.
I'm just saying, it's not you. This is not a guy that, the more you connect with him, intellectually and spiritually, the more likely that will not happen as often, because then he trusts you too. Do you see?
Mm-hmm.
All right, sweetheart, gotta go. Thanks for the call. See ya.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the 917 area code. Hello, 917. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Ellen.
Oh, hi, Ellen. What's your question?
What do you pick up regarding travel? I'm planning a short trip in the next month.
So there's an awful lot of shenanigans going on here that are going to be out of your control, but it doesn't look like it's going to affect you, especially since this looks like some sort of a bonding trip or a clarifying trip for you. It's interesting because the card that I really want to address that came up in your reading is this card that literally talks about allowing the flow of spirit to work through you.
Okay.
So spirit is going to guide you in ways that are beyond the actual purpose of the trip.
Wonderful. I'm open to it.
Right. And what's really interesting here is it talks about you getting to a very clear place with a fella. So I don't know who this man is. It could be somebody you meet during your travels, and it just feels like there's almost that concept of how people talk to bartenders, that they'll tell them stuff that they wouldn't, they'll tell a stranger something they'll never tell and their family. Well, it's almost as if you have that kind of an insight with a guy. So I don't know if this is someone you're related to, somebody you're dating. I don't know if it's your brother or a friend, but it's saying that there's a real sense of clarity or resolution that happens as a result of the trip. So I'm totally on board with that for you, Ellen. Okay, gal pal, thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 440 area code. Hello, 440. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Patricia.
Oh, hi, Patricia. What's your question?
I lost my wallet yesterday, and I can't figure out where I've lost it, and I'm really a bit upset. I've been backtracking in my mind, but nothing's coming through. I went to the library, and I was rushing to photocopy some things and applying to jobs, and I thought once I took everything off the table that I had two large bags I was carrying. I thought I put it in there, went to the bathroom, and I was on several buses. I called the bus company here. They claimed they're lost and found, and I don't know how much effort they put in. I called back the library. They don't
have. So, Patricia, I'm not good with lost objects.
Yes.
Okay, but what I will say is it fell out of one of the bags. So that's the vibration I'm getting right away. So I hope you've made all the phone calls and you know regarding your driver's license, and that I hope you've made all the phone calls to alert maybe any credit cards that might have been in your wallet, because what I'm getting here is I think it fell out of one of your bags. So because I think you had it when you left the house. And when you got home,
yes,
you didn't have it. So I'm thinking that it fell out of your bag. Now, I also think that there is a good Samaritan here that will eventually turn it in. And when you said that you went to the library and you were doing all this stuff, I almost wonder if it gets found by a janitor and that I would recall the library again. But, again, I'm not good at lost objects. And it's funny because I told somebody that was in the pocket of something that they lost. They'd stashed the money in their house, and during the pandemic they needed to find it. And I said, you put it in a pocket of something. Well, apparently she'd put it in the pocket of apparently there was this little pocket she'd sewn into her sheets, and she found it, or actually into her mattress cover. She found it in the mattress cover. So it was in the pocket of something. I just couldn't, So, again, I'm not that great at that, so my apologies. But it's saying that there's a guardian angel around you that helps you with this. So I would recall the library and say, hey, did a janitor find it? Is there – but I would call today if the library's open.
Yes. Well, can I ask –
All right, my friend. I'm sorry. I have to get to
another
call.
Question?
I'm sorry, I have to get to another call,
Thank you.
But call the library. Thank you. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 216 area code. Let me get them on the air. Hello, 216. Who's this?
This is Desmond. How are you doing today?
Oh, hi, Desmond. What's your question for me?
I have a lady colleague that I work with, and we just getting to know each other. I mean, she told me her situation. She was upfront and truthful on this. Well, no, is it something I should? I know it's not going to last forever. I'm just, is it something just to? Is it something I can utilize just to pass time, or is it a useful friendship we can have, or what?
Okay, so here's the thing. Desmond, I think you have really, really high expectations of what you're looking for in a relationship. Now, I'm not saying that you should settle and just go with someone because they happen to be there to just kind of spend time with. But if you can really get to know this person as a person, the real relationship is about what you do day to day with somebody, right? So it's about making a meal together. It's about, you know, watching, you know, something on Netflix. It's about doing things together, right? And having a companion.
Right.
But see, here's the thing, is I think that you've put a very high expectation on the sexual part of a relationship should always be there. Like she's supposed to be, you know, the entertainer for you, and that's always supposed to be the thing, all right? And what I'm getting for you is that Spirit is showing you the lesson of how to really connect with someone and love someone because they add something of value to your life. So what this is saying is that this person is pretty awesome. The thing is that I think she's holding back just like you are right now because she's not sure about you. So the thing is that the best kind of relationship has a long fuse before anything happens. And that's exactly what you want to have. All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Right.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 856 area code. Hello, 856. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Laura.
Oh, hi, Laura. What's your question?
I'd like to know if you see a romance coming up for me.
So here's the thing, is that what I keep getting with you is that you have got to get your butt into some sort of group situation where you can meet nice people, all right? Now, the thing is that have you ever heard of an organization called the Hash House Harriers?
No.
Okay, so hash, like corned beef hash, right? House, like this is the house I live in. And Harriers, as in rabbit chasers, H-A-R-R-I-E-R-S. Hash House Harriers. This is an exercise group that's basically a running walking group that usually meets every one or two weeks. And it's a group of people that dress up like slobs, and most of them are professionals. And they do this like organized run walk, right? What I'm getting with you is that the way to meet the nice fella is you participate in something that is group oriented, all right? And that would be my recommendation, is doing something like that or yoga or Tai Chi or something where you're doing the same thing with a group of people. It could even be that you volunteer a couple times a month with the spay-neuter clinics with the cats and the dogs, you know, the rescue places. But what I'm getting is that this is, and I'm going to throw it at you this way, fabulous Laura, you got to get out of your house to meet them.
Okay.
It's not something,
right.
This is not a dude you're going to meet online, my friend. It's going to be someone you meet because you participate in something that either improves yourself mentally, physically, or intellectually. So it could be that you decide to take that Excel class so you become an amazing expert at Excel or the Quicken Books thing that they have out there. And it's an interactive thing that you actually learn hands-on how to do something, right? So it's saying that by participating in something that teaches you something that you don't know now, everything shifts for you. And you're ready for it. So, like, for example, in every city, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, has classes, right? They're low cost or free. And I'm just telling you, between us girls, more fellas than gals in these classes. So you go to learn about fire safety and first aid and CPR and CPR in the new COVID environment. You learn about all of these different safety things. And after you've done, say, a year of these courses, you can put little letters behind your name that you're certified through OSHA. So, but the best part about it is most of the guys that are in these classes have to take them in order to stay certified. So there's going to be more fellas than there's going to be ladies. I'm just saying. So it's saying, okay, find something to participate in that puts you in front of fellas. That's all. But then you learn something
okay
along the way. All right, Laura, you don't end up alone. You need to know that.
Good.
All right,
thanks,
gal pal.
Nana.
Thanks for the call. See you later. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the Professional and Privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.